This is Twitter, the ultimate Twitter guide for internet marketers to save time and get followers. Written by Mark N. Taylor. Read by Nick Dole. Introduction. There is no doubting it. You can barely turn on the TV, look in a newspaper, or log onto the internet these days without seeing something about Twitter. As you probably know, Twitter is a social networking website where users post tweets, essentially a short message or status update about what they are doing at a particular point in time. A tweet can only be up to 140 characters in length, so the messages are very short, i.e., it's microblogging rather than full-length blog posts. A tweet can be a short message or a message to another user, and it can include words, numbers, and even hyperlinks. Twitter is used by all kinds of people, from private individuals who use it to keep track of their interests and follow people they know, through to celebrities who use it to promote themselves and communicate with fans, and businesses of all sizes, from small local firms through to global multinational organizations. Twitter basics for internet marketers. When you think about it, it doesn't really take a genius to work out why Twitter is good for businesses. Any tool which gives us the ability to communicate with customers is extremely powerful. And what makes something like Twitter even more so is that it encourages conversations between companies and customers. These conversations are an excellent way of building relationships with customers and can help you to make more money and engage. Tour of Twitter. If you're not familiar with Twitter, there are some things to get your head around. General tweets. A tweet may be up to 140 characters in length. It can contain any character type, including hyperlinks. At username tweets. By typing at and then the person's username, at username, followed by your message, you can send a tweet directly to another user. Your tweet will be visible to anyone, not just the person or people you are sending it at, but enables you to include them in the conversation. Following. When you follow another user, you do this by clicking follow on their profile page. That user's tweets will appear on your home screen. Followers. These are the people that follow you. Your tweets will appear on their home screen. The home screen. The tweets of the people you are following will appear here. Your profile. Every tweet you make will appear on your profile. Messages. It is also possible to send people a private message, which will be seen only by the person you are sending it to. You will notice that inside your account, you have a Messages tab at the top, which allows you to send and receive messages. Do note, however, that in order to be able to send a message to another user, they must be following you themselves. Getting followers. In order to be successful on Twitter, you need to have followers, and lots of them. It's pretty obvious that without followers, nobody is going to see your tweets. So how do you get followers? Well, we'll get onto that in a moment. But first, I want to define between two types of followers. The first type of followers are people who are following you because you are following them. Many reports teach you to follow lots of people in the hope that they will follow you back. This is an excellent strategy, but only in the short term. It's a great way to get started. I'll show you how to do it below. But over the long term, what you really want are the second type of followers, people who follow you because they want to follow you. I hope you can see the difference between the two there. The first type may be operating in your niche market, but they may not be directly interested in your tweets. What you really need are people who actively read your tweets and click on your links. And those people usually fall into the second category, getting your first 100 or so followers. If you've just created a new Twitter account, then you're sitting there now with zero followers. To get us started, we're going to get our first 100 followers by following other people. First of all, make a list of anyone you know who is big in your niche. Your job now is to find them on Twitter. Once you are on their profile, look at who was following them, and then follow them. Why would we want to do this? Well, if you think about it, the fact that they are following one of our competitors shows that they must have some sort of interest in the niche. If someone is following Mike Filsaime, then you can be pretty sure that they are interested in internet marketing. If someone is following Alan Titchmarsh, a well-known gardener in the UK, then you can be pretty sure that they are interested in gardening. By following these people, you will find that a certain percentage of them follow you back. Your job now, then, is to follow 200 or 300 people using the method I have just outlined above. Do this over a couple of days, and you will find that fairly quickly, you will start to generate some followers. Continue doing this until you get your first 100 followers, then your next 100 followers. Other ways to get followers. There are many other ways to get followers. Here are just some ideas to try. 1. If you have an email list, send an email to your subscribers, telling them about your...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?